Sunday, just past 3 a.m. in Northern California, the area was hit by the strongest earthquake in 25 years. The next day, the company Jawbone, which makes a fitness band, announced it could immediately tell how far from the epicenter the quake was felt just by studying sleep data from thousands of its users. Should this worry you? Dimitri talks about it with WTOP tech guy Greg Stebbin.
So fitness trackers, maybe your employer would be disappointed in finding out that you haven't been working out. Maybe your employer would be disappointed in knowing that you're not getting enough sleep, in their opinion. Insurance companies might find that interesting, too. People now are adding little pieces of hardware to their cars that keeps track of where they go and how fast they start from a light. And while that may give you a discount from your insurance company, maybe it could be used in other ways. Even reading apps. I mean, your company may not approve of the kind of books you've been reading. All of that is data that's being collected. And guess what? It's never going to go away. And the odds are, at some point, that kind of data is going to fall into the wrong hands, even though we didn't expect it when we allowed the data to be gathered.
You have a pretty interesting list of things we can do to avoid all this, but people who love tech would find them quite painful. One, of course, is just to stop using some or all of your connected devices. Your quality of life may change or suffer. But I like this next one. Turn off your connected devices when you are doing something, quote, wrong.
Right. Well, I mean, I think fitness trackers really give us a great opportunity to talk about that. And when I put the word wrong in quotes, I mean it as that. I mean, I was just reading a headline of a company that gave everybody at the company a Fitbit, which is another fitness tracker, and they were able to reduce their insurance costs by hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, that's a wonderful thing. But what if you went through a period of a week or a month in your life where just life was out of control and you couldn't work out? Well, that might reflect badly on you. Just turn the darn thing off. Stop using it when you're not producing the kind of data that will reflect well on you. If you are using a tablet provided by your company and you read ebooks on it, maybe there's certain books, I don't know, like 50 Shades of Grey, that you shouldn't be reading on your work tablet. Just thinking about that and thinking about the impression that data can make about you will help you be selective about what data is created.
I saw another one here, Greg, talking about paying with refillable gift cards instead of credit cards.
Well, if you were really concerned about some kind of device or some kind of cloud-based account and how it might reflect on you, you could pay for that device or that account associated with that device instead of with a credit card, which is directly linked to you. You could pay for it with a refillable gift card, which is anonymous. There'd be potentially no way to track it back to you.
And speaking of anonymous and somewhat bogus, you could make up a lot of fake accounts.
Yes, and this is something I've been encouraging people to do for years. Making up fake usernames and fake passwords, it's a little bit of a pain to keep track of them, but it is one way of essentially enjoying the freedom of your life without leading a data trail that gathers it all up in one place. Again, there may be places where you want to have accounts where you don't want others to know.
Some of us dislike the idea of slinking around corners, you know what I mean, whether you're doing it literally or figuratively. You just want to be straightforward about it all. And this kind of, you know, bogus accounts and refillable gift cards, it starts making you feel like you're living the life of a spy or something.
Well, that could be an exciting in of itself. but I think you have a good point. And I think it should be a matter of personal choice. But just as, you know, we've always heard long before there was an internet that you only get one chance to make a great first impression. Just keep in mind that your data is giving people impressions of you, too. And I think unless you're the star of a reality show where everybody knows everything you're doing anyway and doing really salacious things means great ratings, for most of us, some of the things we do, some of the things we say, and some of the things we prefer could have negative consequences for us. And I'm just suggesting that if you think there are certain parts of your life that people at work or people in the neighborhood or people at the country club shouldn't know, then there should be ways to shield that information, and I'm throwing out some ideas here.
WTOP Tech Guy Greg Stebbin on Skype.